This is Jazz of Enchantment, a radio series spotlighting just some of the talented jazz players with ties to New Mexico. I'm Paul Ingalls. Still young trumpet ace Justin Ray has journeyed from Albuquerque's Del Norte High School Band to the University of New Mexico, to the prestigious Berklee College of Music in Boston, to Los Angeles, where he was a top session player, to touring the world as a featured soloist with the hot young singer Michael Bublé, and more recently back to inventive club gigs around Albuquerque. It's been a bit of a whirlwind in a relatively short period of time, and Justin Ray tells Roy Durfee it's kind of amusing to think of how his relationship with the trumpet began.
It's funny, I ran into a friend the other day who reminded me that my start playing trumpet in the school band was that I was playing baritone and he was playing trumpet, and we had a substitute one day and we switched. And now he's an engineer and I'm a professional trumpet player, so I don't take from that what you will. But
that's great.
My junior year of high school, I was turned on to a trumpet player in town, Kent Erickson. And he's a spectacular teacher, but for all the great things that he taught me, I think the best thing that he did was he sent me home from every lesson with two CDs in my hand. You know. This is Lee Morgan and Clifford Brown. This is Woody Shaw and, you know, Louis Armstrong. And so I was just getting a sense every week. I was just hearing all these, not hearing a lot of music, but specifically hearing a lot of great trumpet players. And that was really important for me. It was unbelievable to me that people could take this same hunk of metal and make it sound so different. And that really appealed to me. And I think that's when I really started to love music. And also, equally important to me at the time was what I consider my peer group of, you know, high school jazz musicians at the time, which, you know, not to leave anyone out, but was Rob Wilgerson playing alto, another trumpet player named Brad Dubbs, who's teaching at Rio Rancho High School now, and Paul Coleman, piano player, getting his doctorate at Eastman right now. And that I kind of think of that as my core four of student musicians who were really excited and, really knowledgeable. And we could get together, we could play, we could discuss music. You know, when we hung out, we could talk about things that we were listening to. Or
what kind of things were you listening to back then?
I mean, I think at that time I was exclusively listening to bebop. You know, if it wasn't instrumental jazz and it didn't happen between 1945 and 1965, I probably wasn't checking it out.
Well, I can hear that in your playing. We were just listening to an original composition of Justin Ray's from an unrealized recording project.
Maybe I'll be able to put that out in some capacity later on, but probably not in the near future.
We were talking about composing, right?
Right.
So,
I think
so
that,
Justin, carry
that
on.
Process between, that correlation between writing and playing is, it's an interesting one, because I think initially the composition process for me was just kind of grabbing pieces of other tunes that I heard and kind of sticking them together in something that sounded, you know, just like pieces of tunes that sounded good all put together, you know, sounded great to me, because it was like 8 bars from one thing and 8 bars from another all happening in one just sort of like crunched together place. And that's how I got started. But that's true of playing too. Like, I was playing one thing that I heard from someplace and one thing that I heard from another. But as you start to absorb all these influences, the lines start to blur a lot more, and then whatever comes out doesn't sound like it's coming. It doesn't really come out as, you know, a piece of one thing or a piece of another. It starts to sound like you, because it's all filtered through your perspective and your experience.
Ha ha ha! now you just got back at the time of this recording from a bit of a tour with this vocalist. What's his name?
Michael Bublé is his name.
Michael Bublé. Okay, saw him on Channel 5 at the fundraiser last week. big time.
It's very popular. I can't say enough good things about the band. All creative, inspiring musicians. And I mean, I play a 32-bar solo of the song in the set that most closely resembles bebop. So, you know, perceived a certain way, I'm the highest paid bebop trumpet player in the world.
Your life is still worthwhile if you just
I was living in Los Angeles when I first joined Michael's band and moved back here just to live in a place that felt like home.
And Justin, what are you looking for in your in your music?
I'm trying to be a melodic player as well, but I'm really interested in intensities, maybe is the word, or my ability to communicate with the other musicians on the bandstand in a way that gives like a certain flow to the overall composition. Like I want there to be like peaks and valleys in the intensity of the music so that it's exciting for me, first of all, and exciting, therefore, hopefully, for the listener.
Trumpeter Justin Ray, talking with Roy Durfee. Hear much more from Justin at our website, newmexicojazz.org. That's newmexicojazz.org for more profiles of New Mexico jazz musicians. Our staff includes Nola Daves Moses, Carol Boss, and Genevieve Russell. Funding from the New Mexico Humanities Council, City of Albuquerque's Urban Enhancement Trust Fund, KUNM, and Good Radio Shows Incorporated. I'm Paul Ingalls.